Zoom. Everyone at least saw the Mishnah. I just a quick recap. The Mishnah says that kol chayav mir'iya. Everyone's chayav mir'iya. Chutz mi'chere shote v'katan. The tumtum adragonos. The nashim ve'avadim she'inam shacharim. Right. And then we say chiger v'asuma v'achole v'azaken. Mishena v'cholal los praglo. So anybody who is infirmed or can't walk well or is crippled, they are also pater. And then we say Ezer Katan, what constitutes a Katan? Kol Shen Yachol Lircha Ba'Aksev Shalaviv, that's Bishamai. And Beis Hillel says it's anybody that's in a Yachol Lechos B'Yadah Shalaviv Lalos Mishalayim L'Harabais. Right? And Shenem Mar Shalosh Regalim. So since it says Regalim, we learn from there that he has to be able to walk. And the minimum shear, at least for Katan, is that he has to at least be able to walk, at least according to Beis Hillel, holding his father's hand. And so it seems that you have to at least be able to walk, and it would seem that that's the minimum share of walking is holding the father's hand, walking up to the from Yerushalayim to the Har Bayis. Har Bayis, that's all right. That's a question Rishonim. Now, I would think, and maybe I do think, maybe I don't, but I would think that in order that if since the shear for Katan, right, for the is clear in the Gemara and Rishonim, it's mitzvah of chinuch, right? At that point, it's mitzvah of chinuch on the Katan. So it would seem that since the shear of his of the mitzvah chinuch for the katan starts when he's able to walk, it would seem that walking should be an intrinsic part of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be walking up, because if not, it would seem like a pretty arbitrary shear. Why is it from when he can walk? Maybe it's from when he eats cereal with a spoon. I don't know. Like, why is walking the cutoff point? It seems that both from the fact that we're mamayit, people that can't walk, and from the fact that the katan, his shir chinuch is from the time he can walk, that's like the point that he's able to do the mitzvah. So part of the mitzvah would seem to be walking. The same way we say a katan, the shir chinuch for lulav is when he's yodei lasos na'anuim. Why? Because he's able to perform the mitzvah in some capacity. So here too, it would seem that the part of the mitzvah is walking. The problem is nobody seems to say that. Mishnah brings regalim. If you have regalim, right? Yeah, that's for sure true. You're only chayav if you can walk. That's for sure true. But you could have said that. Okay, the Torah is memayit someone who can't walk. Why? Not necessarily because that's part of the mitzvah, but that's because the Torah is memayit them. That's you could learn like that. Right. Why? Also, right. So, but that you don't see from there necessarily that walking is part of the mitzvah. But from the oh, that's true. But okay, I didn't want to get there yet. But right, the other way to learn, okay, let's present that now as the other way to learn before we disprove it. The other way to learn is that maybe the katan's just putter, right? Because he would be putter if he was an adult because he can't walk. He's like a chiger until that point. Okay, let's say that as a possibility to be madcha. But we're going to see soon that we can't say that. So right, the problem with saying my way is that nobody says that. If you look around, nobody says, seemingly, nobody says, we found maybe there are a couple places maybe it does say, but that nobody says anywhere that it's a mitzvah to walk up to the Beis HaMikdash. Who says you can't ride a cable car? Who says you can't get carried? Didn't say that, right? Beis HaMikdash holds this year is actually getting carried, but maybe get into that also. So there is a Medrash. The Medrash, Lekach Tov, the Psikta Zutrasa, quotes the Pasuk of Shalosh Pamim Bashana, and it says, "Ein pa'amim erol regalim," like our Gemara says, right? That pa'amim refers to regalim. V'chenu Omer, and it brings the pasuk of Termasana Ragel, Ragleani, pa'amim dalim. Then it says, "Shloyalu ella b'raglehem." V'chenu Omer, ma yafu fe'amayichman dalim v'as nediv. Right, so the Medrash says, "Loyalu ella b'raglehem." The aliyah has to be b'regel. That's what the Medrash says. So the Maariv Tzchias, if you saw in the Maariv Kamos from the Daf Shavua handed out, he brings this. Maariv Tzchias was asked, "Where is this Medrash?" And he didn't know because they didn't have computers back then. And I guess no one around had seen this Medrash. But we have the Medrash. But he says he doesn't know where it is. He doesn't doubt its veracity. He just says I don't know where it is. But he says it's lav dafka. It doesn't mean there's really you have to go beregel. No such thing. Ella, he says it means that it's like al tzchib of mitzvah. It's a good thing you need to go beregel because that's mechav mitzvah. You get schar psius, like you're putting your effort into doing the mitzvah. We find that by many things. There's schar psius, going to shul. And so it doesn't really mean there's a mitzvah to be ola beregel, dafka. It just means that that's a good thing. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Because the Yerushalmi says, in discussing what you are or not, which malachas you can and can't do, Erev Yontif, after Chatzos, so the Yerushalmi talks about, what about fixing shoes? The Yerushalmi says that fixing shoes, because the Olei Regalim have to walk in their shoes up to the, they walk up to the Har Habayis. And Yerushalmi says, no, that's only the poor people. The rich people, they ride on their animals. So only the poor people actually walk. He says, you see from there that you don't have to walk. The rich people didn't walk. And so, well, am I, the Medrash doesn't mean it that you have to walk with your legs. It just means it's a nice thing to do. So that's what the Maratz Chiyuv says. And L'chora, now this is going to get us into a little trouble, but touching on what you were saying before, L'chora, we should have to say that. Because Achronim point out, and I'll get to what they answer, which the Achronim point out that there's an interesting thing here, that the Akatan, who has to hold his father's hand in order to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, if he was a gadol, should l'chora really be pater from aliyah l'regel? Because like we have an argument here, Daf Gimel, right? The Gemara says that a chiger be'echad b'raglav is pater, pater min ra'iyah, because it says regalim, and we darshan later that that's where we also learn from there that a zakin is also pater, and others, anybody that really needs to lean on someone else, on something else, and can't walk by himself, is pater, from this pasuk of regalim. Or maybe pa'amim, depending on which way it goes, the Gemara brings two different lashonos. So why is the... So Elamai, it would seem that there's a patur of chiger, let's call it, or anybody that's somewhat crippled, and they're all pater because gzeiras hakasuv, and the katan is chayev from this point for some reason. Now, right now, it would be unexplained. At this point, he starts to be chayev at chinuch, and they're not really related to each other. And so you see that there's no mitzvah to be ola b'regel dafka, because if there was, and if the katan was really pater before that point of the chigir, then at that point of Beis Hillel, he should also be pater, and for sure in Beis Shammai. But in Beis Hillel also, he can't walk himself, and he'd be pater. So Alamai, we don't treat him like the way he is when he's that an adult would be that way, and he's chayev and chinuch from that point for some other reason. And everyone else is chayev, is pater, if they're a chiger, because there's a pasuk, but no mitzvah to walk. That's what would seem, at least in mathematically, meaning in structure, you'd have to say that. But then we're still left the question, then why is that the point of chinuch for katan? Why is it from when he can walk? So maybe we don't have to say that, because the Chazanish here asks this question, as does the Turi Evan, that why is it that the katan, that had he been a gadol at this point, right, the Gemara really says this in Tebu Svara. If anything, that if the katan would be a gadol, he'd be pater, so the katan's already pater. A katan suma is pater. So why don't we say a katan, if he can't walk fully by himself, is pater, until he can walk fully, because he's like a chigir. An adult that can't walk like that, that walks that way, is pater. So the Chazanish and Turi Evan say slightly different things. Majorly different things, maybe. The Chazanish says, because for the katan, this is a normal way to walk. He can walk perfectly well the way a 3-year-old or 2-year-old, I guess, really, walks. They walk holding their parents' hand. That's the way they walk. They can't walk long distances by themselves. So, and if an adult that walks the normal way an adult walks is chayev, so a child who walks the normal way a child walks is chayev, and that's the normal way a child walks. That's what the Chazanish says. Turi Evan says, what? Oh, so you're right. You could say that for a baby too. So why don't we say it for a baby too? So Rav Moshe, who really says exactly the same kind of idea of the Chazanish, says that their cutoff point is because there's a person who can walk normally also sometimes walks holding someone's hand. So as a 6-year-old also, it's very normal for them to walk holding someone's hand. So the fact that he has to hold on to the hand over here isn't megareya, because that is a normal way that a person who could walk fully also walks. So it's the minimum point that a person would walk in a tzura that a normal person walks. So that's how Rav Moshe says it, along the same lines as the Chazanish. Turi Evan says a different yisod. He says a yisod that applies very widely to the mitzvah chinuch. He says there is no anytime that there's a chisaron, that the chisaron in the person that would pater him from a mitzvah is mitzad katnus. It's only due to the fact that the person is young, or that he's a child, does not preclude him from the mitzvah. So if he happens to be blind, so as a blind child, so yeah, he's pater, because a blind adult is also pater, and it has nothing to do with being a child. But if he can't walk well, why? Because he's only two, So an adult, that's even if an adult would walk that way to be putter, he's not putter. Because any time it's only mitzad the katnus, right? Mitzad the fact that he's young that makes him that would make him putter, so that then he's still chayef. And he says, no, prove it to you. Because there's a man d'armer that says, and Ryan Snyder mentioned this in the shir, there's a man d'armer that says mitzvah tzrichas kavana. You're not yotzei mitzvah unless you have the proper kavana. A little kid can't be mechavin properly in a mitzvah. It's hard enough for us to be mechavin properly in a mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah chinuch in that man d'armer. You never have to teach your kid because he can't have kavana. He says, no, but why can't he have kavana? Because he's too little. So any time that chisaron's mitzvah is katnus, that's not a patur from the mitzvah. He's still a mitzvah of chinuch. Well, the mitzvah is on you to be mechanech the child. Well, he's doing the mitzvah. You teach him to shake a lulav. So if he's not having the proper kavana, according to Maman Damar, if an adult would do that, he's not yotzei the mitzvah. So you have to teach him to do it the way he would do it as an adult. So, but he can't do that part. Say your mitzvah, but... Right, but you have to teach it to him only in a matzah where he can actually do it. If he can't, he doesn't know how to do na'anuim, you have no mitzvah to teach him. What? Right. That's true, but if he doesn't know how to do na'anuim, then you have no mitzvah to teach him. So maybe we should have no mitzvah to teach him if he doesn't know how to be mechavin properly also. So Terevin's saying, no, you have a mitzvah. Why? Because that's mitzad katnus. So if he's too little to hold the lulav, he's putter. If he, right? But if he's too little to... I'm blessing cash on it, but that's the reason there, I would say, is because he can't actually perform the ma'aseh mitzvah. And he's not doing anything. Here he's doing it, but there are other... things that would be megareya ma'akev him from doing the mitzvah. So we're saying that if that means not katnus, it's not a tour. That's what Tori Evan says. Fine. So with those, then we could explain that really there is a mitzvah to walk. You have to be able to walk. You have to walk. And the katan is chayev because he walks. For him, that's called like the chaznish. For him, that's called walking, right? Because that's if he walks like a normal katan, or like the Tori Evan, because yeah, he walks away because he's little. But that's not a chisaron for chinuch. But when it comes to everyone else, right? They're only putter. They're putter if they can't walk that way because they're not walking like a normal adult. And really, there is a mitzvah to walk. We could say. Rav Moshe in that piece comes to prove that it's not true. He's asked this question: is there a mitzvah to walk? And the person who asked him the question had a bunch of his own proofs that there is a mitzvah to walk, and they're really strange, actually, some of them. Like, right? So Rav Moshe blasts him and says, "No, those rayas are not good rayas," which they're not. Well, take your time on them. But then he says, Moshe goes through and he says, I'll prove to you that there's no mitzvah to walk. He says, because the Agamara brings that there are two psukim that we learn from, right, that someone who's crippled or somehow can't walk completely normally is pater. One is from the fact that Torah uses the word amim, and pam refers to a regel, the Gemara proves. And the other is from the fact that it says shalosh regelim, right, which is regel. So one of those psukim comes to tell you that if his feet are chopped off, that's our Gemara in Daf Gimel, right? If his feet are chopped off, then he's putter. And the other one comes to tell you not only that, even if he has feet but he can't use them so well, he's crippled, he's also putter. Says Rav Moshe, if there's a mitzvah to walk, you have to walk up to the Beis Hamikdash. I don't need two psukim. Why do I need two psukim for it? There's a mitzvah to walk. So if you can't walk, you're putter. So why do I need one psuk telling me that if your feet are chopped off? Another one telling me that not only that, even if you can't really walk normally. What do you mean? Just give me one pasuk. The one pasuk says regalim. From regalim I learned that you have to walk like the medrash. And that's it. Anybody else who can't do that, putter. Elamai, there's no mitzvah to walk, says Moshe, at all. There's no problem. L'chatchila, you ride an animal, you can get dropped from a helicopter, you can take a cable car, do whatever you want. No mitzvah to walk. And it's a gzeres akasev, like we said, that someone who can't walk is putter. And we're still going to be left with, okay, then why is the mitzvah chinuch for a katan then? Why does it start from when he could walk? So he deals with that, but I don't want to tell you yet what he says. But that's Rav Moshe. What? Because he holds that there's no mitzvah to walk. So even someone with no legs, maybe he should have to get a ride up. Just there's no mitzvah to walk. One pasuk tells me no legs, you're putter. Okay, but maybe if you have legs, you're chayiv even if you can't use them. Another pasuk tells me no. Even if you have legs and you can't use them, you're also putter. There's nothing to do with the mitzvah though. The mitzvah is get there, be seen in the Azara, like the pasuk says, right? There's a mitzvah for Iyah. You could get a ride. Get someone to carry you. Ride an animal. Take a cable car. No, he's putter. Yeah, that's why I need the pasuk to tell me he's putter. But a normal person who can walk, there's no problem for him to get a ride.
Then you would wonder, like, why are
Zeris the custom, says Ramosha. It can be Dorish time of the curl all you want, but that's what Moshe says. Zeris the custom. Nothing to do with the mitzvah. That's what he says. So, and he answers, he says the Kusha Gedola. My question, I was very happy because I was so bothered by this question, so basic, no one talked about it. Moshe says, Kusha Gedola from why the chinuch starts in them, and I'll tell you soon what he says. We have time, hopefully. So, for Rav Moshe's, so what do we, if we want to say not like Rav Moshe for a second, so what do we do with this raya? Then, right, Rav Moshe proved from the fact that there's two psukim. So I would say there's two things you could say to that. First of all, who says what's called walking? Once you have one pasuk who says if he's missing feet, fine, he's missing feet, he's patur because he can't walk. But maybe if there's a mitzvah to walk, someone even walking with crutches, or someone who walks with a limp, or someone who could make his way up, maybe that's, he's still chayev. That's, maybe that's also still called walking, that's regalim. So maybe that's why I need a second pasuk. Tell me, no, it has to be a full-fledged walking, right, like a normal way of a normal adult. So I would say that's one way to answer it. Or another way would be to say that you're right. There's no, you don't have to walk. The mitzvah is to be seen in the Azara. And but maybe there's also a mitzvah to walk. Maybe the Iker Tzuras of mitzvah is to walk up there and be seen in the Azara. It's not Me'akev. Right? If you don't do it, you're still Yotze your mitzvah. But L'chatchila, the way you're supposed to do it is by walking up. So I need both psukim to tell me those people, not only can't they do it L'chatchila, but they're pater. Right? So I still need the psukim to tell me that they're pater. They don't have to go at all. But L'chatchila, if you're asking me how to go, don't ride on your horse, walk. And that would also answer the Medrash, right? You see the Ashirim, right? The Ashirim, they rode on their horses. Fine, so they didn't do L'chatchila, but the real best way to do it would be to walk. You could say that also to answer his kasha. What does Rav Moshe say to my Raya? Why did the mitzvah of chinuch start only when he can walk? So he says something very interesting to me. He says like this. It's only a hechsher mitzvah to walk there. There's no mitzvah of walking. Like we said, that a person who can't walk is pater, is gzeiras hakasuv. But the mitzvah of chinuch to start from there is because he says by an adult, you'll never have a situation where a person who can't walk normally, a person that can't walk normally, is chayef to go up. So even though it's not part of the mitzvah, the walking, but there's no chinuch, right? But you don't teach a katan to a mitzvah if he's in a situation where as an adult, that person wouldn't be chayef. So he says, right, if he can't walk at all, the katan or he crawls or whatever, there's no adult that crawls that can't walk that would be chayef. So even though that's not part of the mitzvah, he's patur because that's not chinuch. He's not in a situation where he's chayef to go. But if he can walk, at least holding a hand, and that's where he says that holding hand is sometimes a normal way to walk. Even someone who walks very normally can hold hands. So since the adult could walk holding someone's hand going up as long as he doesn't need to, so even though the katan needs to, but since that's a normal tzura of walking up, there already there's a mitzvah chinuch. So that's how he gets out of that first riot. Okay, I wanted to get into the Rambam. I don't have time. If anyone's going to marry, they should go. I'll stay and go over the Rambam with people, whoever wants to. But feel free to get up and go to marry if you want. It's 9 o'clock. So there's a Rambam, which also is, to me, was fascinating. There's a few Rambams. But the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he brings the mitzvah of, he first brings the mitzvah of Chagiga, and then the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Right? So by the mitzvah of Chagiga, he says, by mitzvah Nun Beis, right, the 52nd mitzvah is, Shetzivanu la'alos l'regel l'mikdash shalosh pamim b'shana. Abkan, what the mitzvah is. The 52nd mitzvah in the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs, the essays, that he counts is, to be ola l'regel l'mikdash 3 times a year. It sounds like he's saying, not necessarily that you have to walk, but the mitzvah is to be ola l'regel, which to me is a big kashan of Moshe, because Moshe just said, now it's a kashan of the Rambam too, because I'm going to say in a second, it's very hard to read the rest of it. But Moshe said there's no mitzvah to go up there. You can, like I say, he doesn't say this, but you could be dropped from a helicopter down. It doesn't matter. Like he says the whole thing's a hechsher mitzvah, the main thing is to be there, which is really what the pasuk says. So what is there? No, so Nechanami. I don't know if the Rambam would say you have to walk. But the Rambam says, as yet, not mentioned anything about a korban. So Rav Moshe is saying, you have to get there because you have to be there. But there's no mitzvah to get there. Yeah, you're fine. You have to be seen in the Azara, like the pasuk says. But the Rambam says, the mitzvah is, Shetzivanu la'alos l'regel l'mikdash shalosh pamim b'shana. Where does it say that? That's right. So we say the Aliyah L'Regel, but that's just a phrase. Rambam's saying that's the definition of the mitzvah. Which mitzvah is it to be Aliyah L'Regel? The mitzvah is to be in the Azara during the Regel. where is our mitzvah to be olah l'regel? If I were the Rambam writing Sefer Mitzvahs, I would not have written that if there was no mitzvah to be olah l'regel. Now, it's true. It's not a separate mitzvah, because the mitzvah is really to bring the korban, to be seen there to bring korban. In this case, he's really going in the korban chagiga. So he continues and says, "Behu amru yisala." Now, that's the mitzvah. Where do I know it from? Because the pasuk says, "Shalosh regalim tachog li b'shana." And what is tachog li? Kvar isbar because of shizosa chagiga. Sheyala b'korban yakrivehu. So the mitzvah is to go up there, and that's what the pasuk says, "Shalosh regalim tachog li b'shana." And you know what tachog li means? Bring a korban chagiga. So what's the mitzvah? Is it the korban chagiga, or is it the going up there? To me, very hard read. The next mitzvah he says, mitzvah 53, is the korban riyah. And he says, "V'mitzvah nun gimel, he should sivanu leheiros beregalim," right, to be seen in the azara. "V'hu amro yizbarach, shalosh pamim b'shana, yirakol zuchorchas mei adon Hashem l'kei Yisrael." And then he says, "V'inyan mitzvah zu, sheyala adam l'mikdash," again, "im kol ben zachar sheyala," with his sons, "shuchal alechas beragla," if anyone who could walk, "yakiv korban ola ba'aloso," and bring a korban. So that's Ha'ara number one. The Rambam seems to make at least a central part of the mitzvah of going there and bringing the korban and being seen there, the aliyah part. That's what, he stresses it over and over, and he really says it in the beginning as the definition of the mitzvah.
He says baregel. To me, it sounds like he's saying by foot.
Well, baregel there means on the Yom Tov, on the holiday.
Okay, that's okay.
So again, I'm not arguing that you see from there it has to be by foot, but I am arguing that it seems like the aliyah is part of the mitzvah, at least part, an intrinsic part of it, which would explain then perhaps right, why the kid has to be able to walk, at least even if it's not the main way to do it necessarily, but okay, maybe not, but anyway, that much I think you see, that the aliyah in the Rambam, it sounds like, is part of the mitzvah. The Sfas Emes is medayik in the Rambam in the Yad, that there's machlokas, if you don't know if you saw on Daf Beis, Tosos and Tosos' understanding of Rashi, that whether or not the kid has to bring a korban, right? You have mitzvah chinuch on the kid. The kid has to be he's all the regular. Does the kid also bring his own korban? So the Shitas Rashi, the Mishmar Yerushalayim, understand is no. Right? And Rashi is consistent that he explains the whole thing is only the re'iyah part. That's what the Mishnah is discussing. And Tosfos understands the Mishnah is really going on the korban, right? That the kid also has to bring a korban. And Tosfos has a bunch of problems with that. How can a kid bring a korban? It's a korban has to be it's going to be chulin ba'azara because he's only chayv midirabanan. So he says, yeah, it has to be a nedava, but a nedava you can't bring yom rishon. Yeah, he brings it yom sheni. You're not really doing the mitzvah. Okay, but it's chinuch. So Tosfos has problems that he has to get out of. Rashi holds, fashas that the way the Rishonim understood, Rashi holds there's no korban for the katan. So the Sfas Emes is medayik in the Rambam, or from the what the Rambam doesn't say really, that he also holds like Rashi. There's no korban. The kid does not bring a korban. Now in the Rambam, this is lechara problematic because the Rambam holds that you're not yotzei. The Rambam answer I mentioned this in the shir. Sorry, the Rambam holds that without a korban, you're not mekayim your asay. Everyone agrees it's a lav if you don't bring a korban, right? Lo yiras panai reikam, you have to bring a korban. If you didn't, you're over a lav. But the asay lechara is just to be there, be seen in the azara. Says the Rambam, you are not mekayim your asay if you didn't bring a korban. Not only the lav, also the asay. So then it comes out, lefi desfas emes, that there's a mitzvah of chinuch to bring the katan up, but he doesn't bring a korban. And your mitzvah is to go up there with the korban. If you didn't bring a korban, you're not mekayim your mitzvah, but the katan doesn't have to bring a korban. How does that work? Question number two in the Rambam. How can that work? Now, the truth is, it's not such a kash in the desfas emes, because the desfas emes holds that the reason the Rambam, the Pesach understanding of the Rambam is why are you not mekayim your asay if you don't bring a korban? Because korban's part of the mitzvah. Sfas Emes says no. The reason you're not mekayim your asay if you don't bring a korban is because the mitzvah baba vera. Yes, you went into the azara and you did your whole mitzvah, but since you're over the lav, so it's mitzvah baba vera. So even the asay didn't work. Now I have a big problem with this that Sfas Emes, because the Rambam really is not mashma like that to me. I think it's, if I could say, almost impossible to read the Rambam that way, because the Rambam says, I think I have the lesson here. The Rambam says the following lesson: Mishabella Azara biyom rishon. Person came to Azara on the first day. V'lo hevi ola. He didn't bring his korban. Lo dayo shelo asa mitzvah asay. Not only was he not mekayim his asay, ela over alos asay. Shenamar lo yiros yiropan arekam. Not only that, he's over a lav. If the reason he wasn't mekayim his asay is because he was over the lav, what does the Rambam mean? Not only is he not mekayim his asay, which you understand, I'll tell you, he's even over a lav because the pasuk says, if the whole not being mekayim your asay is contingent on that lav, then tell me the lav first. What do you mean? He's not only is not mekayim his asay, which I just told you all about the asay, he's even over a lav. And now you understand why he's not mekayim the asay. So to me, that's a very hard read. Say, not only is he over a lav, he's even not mekayim his asay. Then, okay, mitzvah baba vera. So to me, it sounds like there's a different reason, that the korban's part of the mitzvah, so you understand if you don't bring it, you're not mekayem your say, and there's a lav tacked onto it too. That's what it sounds like the Rambam Pashas is saying. So I want to suggest something very... Well, that's a question. It's a lav nitak la aser, not, but I don't think that's relevant here. Well, the Rambam holds. The Rambam says if you showed up on the first day with no korban, you're over lav, and you're not mekayem the aser. So okay, can you fix it later? Probably not. But I don't know. Let's say yeah. Let's say no. What does it make a difference? So I think still think the reading of the Rambam is still going to be very difficult according to the Sfas Emes, because if I didn't know about the lav, how can you tell me I wasn't mekayem the aser? If you haven't yet introduced to me the lav. Well, the Rambam doesn't say once the whole Yom Tov passed and you didn't do a tashlum and then you're over. He doesn't say that. So I wanted to suggest something very novel. Definitely not mukhrach. I'm not even convinced of it myself, but it does answer all these questions in the Rambam. So maybe an idea. Perhaps the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Shalosh Regalim, let's call it, the mitzvah of Chagiga, the mitzvah of Re'iyah, are to make a pilgrimage, whether it's Beregel, perhaps, has to be, L'chatchila, or even that, to make a pilgrimage up to bring your korban. It has to be a procession that you're going up to the Beis HaMikdash to bring your korban, and that's your mitzvah. So why am I not mekayim, at least the Re'iyah part, if I showed up without a korban? Because if I show up without a korban, then that's megala. That shows that my whole bringing, my whole pilgrimage that I made was not for the purpose of bringing a korban. If I didn't bring the korban, then that defines this whole pilgrimage as something else. So it's nimsa that I wasn't mekayim my assay. My assay was to come here for the purpose of bringing a korban. If you didn't bring the korban, then that wasn't your purpose. So you weren't mekayim anything. So that would explain why the Rambam says the mitzvah is to be ol or galim, the regel, the mikdash, gimel pamim b'shana, because that's your mitzvah, is to go up there. But to go up there with under the umbrella of, this is a pilgrimage for korban. So why then does a child not have to bring the korban? For the reasons Tosfos says, the child's not shaykh to the korban. So, but the child can still be shaykh to the pilgrimage. Pilgrimage will serve korban. So if he's coming with the father, so the father's going up on this pilgrimage to bring a korban. He's part of that pilgrimage. So he's been mekayim it. For him, it's not, oh, look, you didn't bring a korban, so this whole trip was defined as a non-korban trip. No, because the trip was your father's trip, and he came for the korban. So you're also mekayim your mitzvah, quote-unquote, at least as a chinuch. Right? For an adult, perhaps that wouldn't work to join somebody else's pilgrimage, because why aren't you bringing a korban? And what's the purpose of you doing this? But for a chinuch, to teach a person this, you make this trip for the korban, that works for the katan. So that's why, even though the Rambam holds that the korban's an ikar part of it, but the katan could join to, and that's called that he's doing being this chanuch in that mitzvah as going up as part of that, and that would explain why the Rambam kind of frames it that way. Maybe.